how long you've been here as well, and your name's first.
Good afternoon. I would like to present myself, Joanna Wronecka, permanent representative of Poland to the UN in New York, but at the same time I am the chair of the Committee on South Sudan Sanctions. I'm very pleased to be here in the UN headquarters in Juba. We are with a mission visit on the ground in Juba. I am accompanied by some members of the Security Council and also the Committee of Sanctions, so the diplomats from New York, US, Kuwait, Poland, of course, but also the diplomats who are accredited to the South Sudan are accompanying us during our meetings. So France is here, the Netherlands, I should mention also UK from New York. We are here to learn about the developments on the ground, because as the sanction committee we feel the responsibility for good decisions, of course, for Sudan and for the people of this country. So we conceived our mission in the way that we have the chance to meet, of course, UN team, ANMIS representatives, mission NGOs, the government of South Sudan, and international community here, so the ambassadors, diplomats, but also other donors. I would like to say that I am impressed by the work done by UN in Juba, the fact that all UN agencies are present on the ground, it's an extremely positive signal. All UN staff are devoted. What they are doing, I see objectively as a beautiful mission, because they help the people of South Sudan in the humanitarian field, development, security issues. The role of ANMIS is extremely highly appreciated. This is what I see, and I always also, of course, ask our South Sudanese friends how they perceive this role. So without UN being in Juba, the situation will be completely different. So again, I should say that personally I appreciate all arrangements, because it was thanks to them that we can meet the people, that we have some transport facilities, all details. And I praise this mission. And somehow it's encouraging. So in the future, when we will take the decision about the role of ANMIS mission, and in general, the activities on the ground, of course, you will find us very supportive, and the fact that my colleagues from New York are here and they see this positive work, I think will help. Our mission is also very constructive, because we would like to accompany the South Sudanese authorities in their desire to reform the country. So, of course, we look to some standards we apply in the Security Council, like the question of course, good transition, like the question of human rights. But my mandate is, first of all, to look to this question, what we can do as far as the sanctions are concerned. And we should perceive sanction also as a way for improvement, not as a way for punishment. So in my discussion with the Sudanese authorities, I present this point of view, because if we collect good information, if we learn about good achievements, this could also help and inspire us for taking good steps later on in New York. We are here now for 2 days. Maybe 2 days it's not enough to learn about all developments, but tomorrow we will also continue our discussions. It happened that, of course, I dealt a lot with humanitarian and development assistance. So today, for example, we have the chance to see IDPs close to the UN house when we had also a very good discussion. First of all, it's our moral obligation to listen to the people, and later on we can make useful recommendations. So today I am not, it's maybe too fresh to make recommendations, but we are committed enough to see the situation objectively, and I hope that we will have enough good information to be more constructive. Thank you.
Have you already met the government, and what are they saying?
Yes, of course, we have the chance to meet the Deputy President of the Republic of Sudan. Of course, we met South Sudan. We met also with the advisor to the President and distinguished representatives of different ministries. The representative or co-chair or co-president of the National Dialogue. We will continue tomorrow with representatives, I think, of churches, all UN agencies. Today, as I mentioned, IDPs. So it's rich in observations and reflections. In our very constructive dialogue with the authorities, we mention, of course, our concern. I always looked for positive developments, so I was encouraged that the government now works on this question of security more, that the security improved in some places, but still, of course, there are three states where the situation is somehow serious. And I always ask for what are the achievements.
Okay. Will you have a chance to talk to the opposition also? Because some of them are also in the list of sanctions.
Today, because of the, we have a plan to visit Akobo. Unfortunately, due to the rain, we couldn't manage because it's not in our hands. So I will not travel to Akobo. So.
And now we see that the president and the opposition are due to meet in Addis Ababa to have that handshake and to have more conversation. What is your hope for this?
Now we have to help Paul always, because it's about the prosperity of this beautiful country. And I will repeat, South Sudan, it's the beautiful country with a lot of potential in terms of natural resources, in terms of human capital. You are beautiful people and with beautiful ideas. So we wish the peace can come. It's not our decision, of course. We can only encourage the leaders to take courageous decision and of course to respect all agreements. I hope this will happen, because it's a pity to lose time. Yes, you have to build the prosperity of the country.
Yeah, if they sign peace after the handshake, will the sanction issue continue or it will stop?
No, this is the question I cannot respond to. Then it's not my decision. It's the Security Council decision. And please take into account that in the Council you have 15 members, of course. Again, I will repeat, sanctions are not a punishment. Sanctions should be perceived as an encouragement to deliver better for the prosperity. So please, we have to, to be extremely constructive, because, as I mentioned, you are a young nation and you deserve the most beautiful future. This is what I wish to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. All right.